Anna?
Yes.
How are you doing? You're live here with Full Circle Movie Talk with Sean Weathers. As Wadis is also on the line with my co-host Pavel Martinez. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So, we were just talking about you. All nice things to say.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. We have glowing things to say about your performance in The Trade-Off, Girl of Many Talents. We're going to get into all of those things on this interview here with her. So what have you been up to recently? I mean, obviously we shot the movie in 2008.
Yes, we did.
Principal photography. And
it's been quite a while, guys.
Yeah, it's been a few years. What have you been up to in these last few years?
I recently started my business. You know, I have a makeup line, and I've been featured in a few magazines. And I'm going to be gracing the cover of one in April. So, you know, I've just been working, you know.
Cool.
Can you say which magazine you're going to be doing the cover for? Just so I know what to order.
Yes, SYM magazine. And right now I'm on the back cover of the second issue, and I'm going to be on the cover of the fourth issue. So just go online, SYMmagazine.com, and you can see it right now.
What type of magazine is it?
It's an urban magazine. It has fashion. It has, you know, entertainment. It has all the new style. It's just a great magazine altogether. I would say it's in a run of Essence, Meet Jet, Meet Black Men. It's like a collaboration of all those together.
Okay. Now, we're kind of having a little fun with you because of how attractive you are and things like that about your multi-talents. Yeah. But you are very much a multi-talented girl because you did the makeup for that movie as well, you know, your own makeup, the other actress's makeup and things like that. And you've done makeup for several of my projects as well. I mean, how did that become a passion of yours, doing makeup and stuff like that?
You know, the funny thing is I got introduced to it by a random experience. You know, I just went to a makeup counter and somebody dared me to actually, they did my makeup. I'm like, yo, I can do it better. And they're like, I dare you. And I actually did it better. And ever since then, that's something I just, you know, I took as a hobby and it became a full-blown passion. And, you know, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. So that's all it takes? So I can just dare you to do things and you'll do it?
It kind of sort of. It has to be my hidden passion. I have to be, you know, willing secretly to do it, you know?
Okay. Maybe we should talk about that sometime. Call you over and dare you to do a couple things, maybe?
Yeah, and I challenge you to a good dare. How about that?
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me. You know, let's cut this show short and meet up later tonight. How's that sound? I dare you, huh?
I dare you. I'm on. I'm all about my dares. So I'll keep my word about that one on the air.
Okay, cool. I will hold you to that. So let's talk a little bit more about The Trade-Off. Now, The Trade-Off was something, a movie that had like a really decent budget going into it. This was going to be our first big budgeted project. And there was a lot of griping with the financiers and things like that, but originally the role was written for Megan Good.
Yes,
and we were in talks with her people to get the role, and unfortunately things fell through, and you ended up getting the role.
Fortunately.
yeah.
Fell through, not on a negative point of view, but I honestly was blessed to have a role that was played for Megan Good in originality. That's beautiful. I can't have it any other way on my end.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How do you feel about your performance? And are there any kind of scenes that stand out to you from production that were your favorites?
If nobody knows, I previously worked with Oswell in a previous project, and I was introduced to this role by Oswell. And I was comfortable, you know, filming with him previously, so I gave this opportunity a chance. And like I said, it was previously cast for Megan Good. I was like, great. You guys think that I can replace Megan Good? Great. And at first I was nervous because, you know, having a celebrity like Megan Good out there that did a lot of outstanding work, I was a little bit nervous, but, you know, being that I work with Oswald, it was kind of a comfortable feeling that I met you, Sean, and it was great. You know, I love you guys as a cast, and, you know, we became a family in awe. So it was beautiful for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we love you too.
Any favorite scenes that stood out to you from shooting? we'll ask you, Aswad. Let you interject. What was your favorite scene from Anna?
Well, okay, my favorite scene, I think it was the breakup scene, because I don't know if I should say this on air, but I was kind of drinking the wine that you guys placed in the cup.
I was hoping you were.
I was trying to take a sip of it, and it was kind of challenging because it was like, okay, Anna, you're having fun, you're drinking wine, but this is actually real filming. So I was like, oh my God, and it worked out great because that was the most honest scene that I had, the breakup scene. So I would say that was that scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll ask Aswad later what his favorite scene was, because I think I know where he's going with that.
Aswad, now what is your favorite scene in that movie, Aswad?
there's two scenes that I happen to like quite a lot. There was one that was filmed in a living room, and it was the part where Sean's character was cheating on his wife with you.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you said earlier you were a little nervous. I mean, I didn't see any nervousness on that take. It just worked out pretty well. It was really good. There was another one that was like a sort of a conversation between you and Sean, and then he was kind of like cutting away to like a flashback of him and you. And this was also shot, ironically, in a bedroom as well. And it also just came off really well.
Okay, great. Oh my God. So let me find out. I'm talking to my number one fan.
Oh yeah, your number one and your number two.
Oh, man.
This is great, guys. You know, like I said, it's been some years that we haven't really, you know, worked together. But overall, you know, we had some incredible projects, and I can't wait to see, you know, the overall put together of the trade-off. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about, like, what it is for a girl like you to be walking down the street. Now, we've talked to our listeners a little bit about how attractive you are. You are a very stunning girl. If they want to see pictures of you, they can go to facebook.com/ the trade-off movie.
You can Google me now. Like, you can just straight Google me.
Yes. Google you. Bunch of clips will come up. People see exactly what you look like. Very beautiful, dark-skinned, ebony girl with what bra size are you, by the way?
You know, these are some D's. You know, they originally made some songs for me, throw some D's on. No, I'm sorry. No, but I'm definitely rocking in the D area, so, you know, they got to come heavy.
Mm-hmm.
D's in damn, or like that?
D's, and you can say damn two times. Just don't bite your lip.
Very, very talented girl, top heavy as well. So, I mean, like...
I can throw that into, like, every sentence. You're just like, yes, she's very beautiful.
Yeah, and yeah, Sean, in various clips, I think he had a few fun moments with them as well. So, you know, like I said, we don't really for the viewers to go cop the movie, but, yeah, you had some moments, Sean.
Yeah.
he had a number of moments.
There has to be some benefits to being the director or actor.
It's so crazy. So I've been like trying to keep myself single until the movie aired, so I could like, you know, so my boyfriend potentially could be like, yeah, that's crazy movie, baby. I didn't ask for you. You know what I mean? I did it waiting for you, so you don't worry about that.
Speaking of boyfriends, are you still currently single, or are you seeing anybody now, or?
I've always been in the single field, so I have no ring on my finger, so I'm legally single.
Legally single?
Yes. Paperwork, taxes, filled out, single.
Now, in one of the slideshows for the movie where one of the main songs play, and also in some of the stills on the Facebook page, There's a lot of pictures of you and the other lead actress, you know, almost kissing, grabbing each other's boobs, squeezing each other's asses. A lot of people are kind of curious to know, are you bisexual? Are you bicurious? What's the situation with that?
She was awesome as a co-star. Having her on set was a blast because she was a fun, bubbly person. And it was just some chemistry on the set that I can't help. It was 08. I can't remember how the chemistry started, but it was just some chemistry on the set between me and her. As bisexual, I remember Oswald asked me in an interview, probably 08, 09, and I said question mark. So over these years, I'm just going to leave it as a question mark.
Oh, come on, Sarah, come on.
I love meeting people, and I don't discriminate. So I'm going to leave it as a question.
Yes, that's a yes. That sounds like a yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's it. That's it.
All right.
Yes, until you guys see my significant other one day, you're going to be like, oh, my God, okay. Yeah, but otherwise than that, I love meeting people in general. You know, Sean, you already know. Your mind is like a crazy book, so you already mentally put that down. But Oswald, a.k.a. the busy man, fit my girls in. The trade-off is going to have a crazy release party, so, you know, that's going to be nice.
Yo, Sean, listen, I don't ask a lot of you, but you'll book that shit, all right?
You have him, like, literally put that on the air, like, yeah, like, yo, I sure, man, that's going down, something.
As you guys are speaking,
this launch party begin.
Okay. As you guys are speaking, I'm online booking it right now, so. That's why I've been silent. I'm like,
Showtime at Full Circle Films. Okay,
that's gonna be awesome.
Yes. Now, one thing I've always wanted to know, like, it's very tempting for a girl to just use her looks to get by. Like, someone who's just naturally top heavy as you are. I mean, there are lots of girls walking out there with like fake boobs and things like that, and you're just natural. Was there ever a temptation?
Hey, don't forget
to just
about
say,
the ass too. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
We didn't forget. We didn't forget.
But was there ever a temptation to just say, hey, let me just be like a topless dancer and just make like a couple thousand bucks a night and just call it a wrap and not even have to work hard?
Okay, so the crazy thing, after the interview in 08 with Oswald on the beach, we had like this crazy, like, nude, mysterious interview on the beach. After that, I had got booked for Black King magazine, and also I had an email sent from Playboy that wanted to do, like, a young, you know, Ebony feature. They was considering doing, like, an Ebony version of their, you know, Playboy thing. And I was great. I was automatically like, great, this is an opportunity for me. But then I went to school for cosmetology in 07, so I previously already had my license. And I'm like, yeah, I just paid $13,000 to go to school. Let me just see what the feel is so I can honestly have to say, okay, great, I did the modeling, this is where I want to go. I did the makeup, this is where I want to go. So when I did the makeup, the money just came effortless, like, it just came rolling in. I'm like, wow, like, people really pay to look good. And ever since then, I got hooked on pleasing women in the sense of making them look good.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you cleared that up. I'm like,
you be naughty boys. I know that would get you guys.
Don't leave anything up to our imagination.
Please don't.
So, yeah, you know, I just got into the whole making women feel good about themselves, and I got hooked on that, and that was good. It's a beautiful feeling to, you know, a woman leaving the store saying, oh, my God, you just made me feel so good about myself. I feel like I can go do this, I can do that. I'm like, wow, I made that?
At Full Circle, women leave, but they don't usually leave with that reaction. But it sounds great.
I hear you.
And any of you guys ever been to a burlesque show?
I have not.
I demand you, as soon as this interview is done, you need to go and see the closest burlesque show is in town and see it. It's a beautiful, entertaining act. These girls are well-trained to do all these exotic moves in a classy way. And it's a very thin line between burlesque and stripping, they would say. But if you look at it, you'll see the classy way of why burlesque is called burlesque and stripping is called dropping like it's hot stripping, you know?
So do you do these burlesque shows as well, or?
Listen, yes, we do. And just to put an idea in the fans and the guys' mind, we don't take singles. We take checks. We take black cards and American Express. You can swipe it while you're watching the show. That's where we're at. So there's no singles, no coin tossing. We don't want your tens, we don't want your fives, we don't want your twenties. We take checks.
Oh, man. I see. Is it kind of like that Nelly video when we could just literally swipe the credit card through the
you know,
it's so bad. I'm just asking.
Believe me. So in your dream, you can swipe that credit card all night, and we even have a website for you to put that code in. You swipe it all night. Your dream was that.
You did say Diva Dreams. I'm just curious. That's all. But you know what? I honestly dare you to show me the difference between raunchy stripping and burlesque. And you can come over to my living room whenever you want and show me the difference.
Okay. On, but the only thing I have to say about that, can I bring friends?
Oh, yes.
Bring as many friends as you'd like.
Please do. I think I'm gonna need a cold shower after this interview.
There's not enough cold showers in the world right now.
Listen, we had crazier moments than this, so I didn't even know what to talk about, my son. Yes. At one point, you had my beep and the beep. I don't have to do that now.
You don't have to beep anything on this show, girl. Okay.
Yeah. There's no beep in here. That's all you.
Do you remember when my beep was in your mouth? No, I'm joking.
How could I forget?
I'm listening to you guys. No, but we did have crazy moments, so, you know.
We did. And a lot of those moments were captured in the trade-off. And, definitely encourage you guys to check the movie out when it comes out. Hopefully we'll have Anna back on to promote it when it does get released. And I will take you up on that offer of definitely having you guys be a part of the
release party.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. All right, Anna, so thank you very much. We will definitely check out the website, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Fun guys, and it was a blast working with you in the trade-off, and I can't wait to have this movie here. It's been since 08 and I'm dying, guys. You can't keep me like this. I'm actually a fan of the movie itself altogether, not just me being in it. The whole cast, the crew, the production, it was just, you know, one of those things that it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. All right, Anna, so we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Right, peace, guys.
Yeah. Wow, coming through.
Yeah.
Big ballin', man. Just even one. Dude, I'll take fives and tens all day. I mean, damn.
I was kind of upset when she was like, no coins. I was like, Franklin Pierce coins.
I mean, man, I'll pick up a penny. I'll pick up a nickel. I mean, you know me, Sean. I mean, I'm like, if I see a quarter, I dive for that. But
I know
she's on a whole other level.
I know you. I mean, you're the worst because like you make like four times more than me, and you will see like a penny and bend down and pick it up. I'm like, this mother man.
Bend down. I'm diving for it. I'll take whatever I can get. But yeah, it's funny with some people, man. I guess, you know, even through the recession, you know, money ain't a thing, you know? It's just people, you know, she's talking about PIN codes and debit cards and, man, PayPal and all this other kind of shit. Western Union, her money.
Sending that money by horse.
Here's the key to my safe. Oh, wow.
Here's the deeds to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll take it, man. They'll take it. But good for her. Doing her thing, man. Doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but go to the website or most definitely check out the film. You will see all you need to know. Because most girls have, like, their peak years, and I think her peak year was definitely 2008, looks-wise. I mean, was a fucking dying piece.
She was peaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked as good as you can look.
That's the funny thing about a lot of, you know, like, girls who get into movies is when they're in peak season, that's when they decide they want to, like, do acting and modeling and stuff. And Sean and I talk about this all the time. There's that window of opportunity where you got to get them. And if you don't catch them within that window, it's usually over. And the window, a lot of times, doesn't last too long. It may just be like 4 months. It could be a year. I mean, there's been very few that have been hot, like, you know, for longer than a year. It's usually just a little peak where you got to dive in and you got to get them.
Yeah. I remember I was dating this girl in 2009, and she was pretty cute. And she showed me pictures of what she looked like before she had her baby. And I was like, my God, that's you? It was just night and day. And as well, you know, we go through this a lot where we'll shoot with people and years later, you know, when we're promoting the movies, we'll get in contact with them and they look completely different. They look like a mother, you know.
They do. I mean, I'd also take a little bit of a disagreement with the word dating. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, you were dating a girl. Yeah, exactly. That's all he was doing. She was just a piece of meat that he was balling. There was no dating going on. This motherfucker, man.
Well, I mean, we didn't literally go on a date, but I mean,
yo, come on, man.
There was no date.
I'm over here fucking dying of fever, man. Come on, man. I'm trying to hear this tonight. You were not dating.
I'm not about Keith.
Exactly, man. You were just fucking her. You were exploiting her, and that was it. And when you got tired of her, you dumped her and moved on to the next one, man. That's exactly what was going on.
Replace her with me, and that's the end of every relationship I've ever had. You know.
I mean, I think, you know, your current girlfriend is a relationship, but before her, I mean, come on, man, a relationship to you, I've seen you in action. Girl shows up at your house, knocks on your door, you lead her to the bedroom, bang her, and then walk her out. That was a relationship. Oh.
You've actually been there when I was...
How do you feel him just spilling your fucking secrets out to the world?
No, it's fine, I have no secrets.
This is what you do. And now there's nothing left to the imagination. Everybody
Sean's a public figure now. I mean, when you're a public figure like Sean, I mean, people are going to just dig up your past and find out all the ugliness and gossip about you. And like I said, when Inquirer and TMZ and all these people want to know about Sean, they can come right to me. No holds barred.
You're your first, John, so if you ever hear anything, don't come calling me and be like, what the fuck?
Oh, man, I'll throw this motherfucker under the bus, man.
You'll throw me under the bus and run me over, back up, run me over again, back up.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll do it for a 5 or a 10.
You use full power and all that shit.
You'll run me over, back up, and check my pockets, and then go run me over again.
Yeah. But things that jingle, man. But things that jingle.
No, but you actually there when I was at my worst, when that incident a couple years ago when the girl came over and you were in the living room and you heard the way I talked to women back then, and it was just it was insane. Yeah. I had to have you repeat how ridiculous I was sounding to me for me to really understand how horrible I really dealt with women back then.
It was. Let's save that for another episode, because I just need a little, like, I just need a little time to just lead up to that and just can we do that in another episode? Because that's just wild.
Sure.
I don't even want to get into that tonight. This episode with this girl that came over Sean's house was the wildest thing I've ever witnessed. The wildest interaction between a man and a woman.
Can you reenact it? I gotta hear this.
I want to keep the listeners waiting for this one. This was unreal. And what was even more shocking was when I broke it down to Sean. Sean was like, "What did I do?"
I genuinely did not know what I did wrong until it was broken down to me.
Clue. Just violated her. Had no idea what it was. We'll talk about that on an upcoming show, please.
Sure then.
Maybe we could get her on. That would be
I don't know about that.
Wait, you guys left the camera on when it was going on?
No. I was just sitting on his couch, like, you know, on Facebook or Yahoo, just like waiting for him for whatever reason. I don't know exactly what it was. And a girl came over who genuinely liked him, and that's all I'm gonna say. She was violated. we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, this is more personal related than movie related. So it had nothing to do with cameras or anything.
Well, it could have been movie related,
but because of how I handle it, I blew that. Yeah.
With that level of violation, it never got to a movie.